Hey, this is Mike Slater in San Diego, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. Thursday, August 25th, 2022. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Joe Biden unveils his plan to cancel student debt. We'll talk in much more detail about that later. California lures entertainment projects from pro-life states. Gun sales surge in deep blue Massachusetts. And a global survey ranks the most livable places on Earth. Also coming up, the message of the day. But first, President Biden announcing a new program to forgive billions of dollars in student debt. The plan would cancel $20,000 of loans for some Americans earning less than $125,000. Those are people on Pell Grants. Everyone else gets about $10,000 forgiven. The nation's federal student debt now tops $1.6 trillion. More than 43 million Americans have federal student debt, with a third owing less than $10,000 and more than half owing less than $20,000. The president also paused student loan payments through the end of the year. Much more on that coming up later. California Governor Gavin Newsom writing an open letter to Hollywood, the Democrat urging production companies to relocate future projects from those evil, terrible, awful pro-life states. The Democrat introducing legislation that provides $1.6 billion in tax credits for studios that shoot in California. Newsom said, quote, to those in power who make decisions in Hollywood about where to film, we in California say, walk the walk. Well, the thing is, Hollywood has already walked the walk out of California to all these other states. Firearm sales in Massachusetts skyrocketing this summer. Massachusetts. New data shows gun dealers in the Bay State on track to sell at least 300,000 weapons of war. That's a 60% increase from 2019. The surge is driven by first-time buyers, women, and minorities concerned with rising crime, of course, and concerned that the police won't come to help them. A report from The Economist magazine ranking the most livable cities on the planet. The towns are judged on the following categories: culture, healthcare, education, infrastructure, entertainment. The top five: Vancouver, Canada, followed by Calgary, Canada, then Zurich, Switzerland, Copenhagen, Denmark, and the best place to live, Vienna, Austria. These rankings always love Europe. The most unlivable city on earth, Damascus, Syria. that one's, they probably got that one right. Coming up next, the message of the day. Oh, the left, they're terrified. They're terrified of the ghost of Trump past, the ghost of Trump present, and the ghost of Trump future. And wait until you hear what they're blaming on Trump now. Talk about that coming up next.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hey, this is Mike Slater in San Diego, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The left is terrified. Oh, they're terrified of Donald J. Trump. They have nightmares. As soon as their head hits the pillow and it's the first thing they think of when they wake up in the morning is Donald J. Trump. They are terrified of the ghost of Trump past, the ghost of Trump present, and the ghost of Trump future. First, they'll never let go of the Trump that was. Trump is still the most evil, rotten, no-good tyrant who has ever held office anywhere in the world. Sam Harris, who's the most famous atheist in America today, he said Hunter Biden could literally have had the corpses of children in his basement. I would not have cared. That is called lacking proportion. No sense of proportion. But this is what happens when you have a pathological hatred of Trump. They are still scared of the ghost of Trump past, even though he did not cause a nuclear holocaust. He did not tank the economy. He did not destroy democracy. He did not institute martial law. They will always hate the specter of Trump past that they've been hallucinating about for years now. They will never let it go. And the ghost of Trump present, they still keep him in the news. He hasn't been in the White House for 2 years. And with January 6th and raiding Mar-a-Lago for no good reason, they keep his spirit alive. They can't help themselves because they won't stop until Trump is in handcuffs today. And the ghost of Trump future. The PBS White House reporter was asked why 74% of Americans think that we're on the wrong track. And she said the reason why so many people think we're on the wrong track is because they're worried that Trump might steal another election in the future. Because she just assumes that everyone has a fear of the ghost of Trump future like she does. And have you seen what they're doing to Trump now? Politico. The Trump administration pressured the FDA to authorize unproven treatments for COVID and the first COVID vaccines on an accelerated timeline, according to a House report released Wednesday. This is extremely important. What's happening with the vaccine is impossible to ignore. The consequences of forced vaccinations are impossible to ignore. There are major health consequences that the media has swept under the carpet, but they can't anymore. There's evidence of increased miscarriages, perhaps from the vaccine. They just can't hold back the truth anymore. So they need a fall guy. And what better fall guy than Trump? They need someone to blame for the problems with the vaccine. So they're going to blame Trump. He rushed the vaccine. He did it. It's like, well, hold on. You Democrats, you've been shoving this vaccine down our throats. Biden's had 4 vaccines, still got COVID twice. And now they're going to blame Trump for rushing it? Yes, that's exactly what they're going to do. The AP, Trump staffers pushed unproven COVID treatment at the FDA. And that is how the history of this all will be written. The mean old tyrant Trump killed people with a meaningless vaccine. The people who said that if you don't get the vaccine, you deserve to die. You're second-class citizens, outcast to society. They are going to be writing history saying that it's Trump who did it. And what are you going to do? What are you going to do? The left redefined recession. They redefined the word woman. Gas prices tripled, and they told you it's a tax cut. You don't think they'll blame Trump for the vaccine and then get away with that? Of course. They're already blaming him for stealing the next election. The ghost of Trump past, the ghost of Trump present, and the ghost of Trump future. Oh, may God bless us, everyone. More coming up.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Mike Slater filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. What percentage of Americans graduated with a 4-year college degree? What percentage of Americans have a 4-year college degree? I ask because, you know, Biden is forgiving $10,000 in student loans for every household under $250,000. There's no better example of the government breaking your leg and then giving you crutches and saying you couldn't walk without us. They caused this problem in the first place. Government caused out-of-control tuition. After Sputnik in 1957, the feds thought, we need more people in college. So let's start giving out student loans. So when college was $10,000, they'd give out a loan for $10,000. And the school said, great, now tuition's $20,000. And the politician said, oh, college is so unaffordable. Vote for me and I'll make college affordable. And then they gave out $20,000 loans. And the college said, great, now college tuition is $30,000. And it went on and on and on until now college is $70,000 a year. So the government caused this problem. They're certainly not going to be the ones to fix it. Forgiving these loans, which we got to come up with a new word. They're not forgiving the loans, just everyone else is now paying for them. There's people who already paid off their loans, who did the right thing, or people who never even went to college in the first place. So this is where some perspective is important. I think most people, certainly people who graduated from college, assume that everyone has graduated college. No, only 37% of Americans have a four-year college degree. Only 13% have graduate degrees. And 56% of the student loan that's out there is held by people who went to grad school. 56% of the student loans held by the 13% of people who went to grad school. So we're taking money from the plumber to pay the debts of the lawyer. Larry Tribe, he's a former Harvard Law School professor. He said he's grateful, Mr. President, on behalf of his former students. Yes, finally, Harvard Law School students catching a break. The cost of this is over $400 billion. Well, that's more than the tax revenue from the Inflation Reduction Act. 10 years of higher taxes, gone. One fell swoop just like that. With no structural changes to the broken college system. As Mike Rowe said years ago, we are lending money we don't have to kids who can't pay it back to train them for jobs that no longer exist. That's nuts. And my biggest concern is the resentment. It's one thing for people who make bad decisions to be resentful of people who make good decisions, but now we're going to have people who made good decisions be resentful of those who made bad decisions and got bailed out for it. Now everyone's angry. That's not a good idea ever. Certainly not right now. I think the conclusion is you can't run a country saying, well, sure, this is bad policy, but what about me? Mike Slater, spread the word.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.